Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Ayin, Chapter 70. Enjoy and celebrate the process. There is a phrase in popular professional sports called trust the process. If you're sitting in the stadium and one of the teams isn't doing so well, you may hear the fans chanting, trust the process. It means things may not look good now, but keep working. There's a plan in place and things will get better. So often in life, the process of getting to a goal is not so pleasant, but we work hard because of the payout, the happy end result. Not so with Ruchnius, with spiritual endeavors. When it comes to coming closer to Hashem, we might instead chant to ourselves, enjoy the process, celebrate the process. In sports, there's a defined end goal. We want to win the game or be the champions of the season. But when it comes to being an Eved Hashem, well, there can't be a discrete end goal that's achieved because Hashem is infinite. We can always, always continuously grow and become more connected to Hashem. And therefore, the process itself is what is inherently valuable and joyful. Pasuk Hey, Yasisu v'yismachu v'cha kol mevakshecha. May all who look for you, Hashem, may they celebrate and find joy. There is no greater joy in life than connecting to Hashem because it fills our deepest desire and hunger. It's what our neshama wants and craves, but we need to be tuned into that. David gives a bracha in this pasuk to those who are mevakshei Hashem, to those who are seekers of Hashem, those who want to connect and know and come close to God, that we experience simcha in that process and we celebrate it. The process of becoming an Eved Hashem is the goal. I'm going to say that again. The process is the goal, and therefore the process is where the value lies. David's bracha and request is that we experience that process as joyful and celebrate it. Let's try to make this practical. Modern-day behavior change specialists and Musar masters teach the importance of celebrating success along the journey of changing behavior and improving midos. This may look like the following. Let's say you're working on chesed. You're trying to become a person who's more selfless, and you set up a program for yourself. Each day for the next month, you're going to seek out an opportunity to perform a quiet chesed. Maybe it's picking up the paper towels that you notice lying on the floor of the school bathroom. Maybe it's sitting with someone at lunch who looks lonely, or straightening up the kitchen at home without anyone asking you. Every time you do one of those acts, tap into the joy, the true simcha that you're changing. With every small act, you're transforming yourself into more of a balas chesed. And celebrate each success in the journey. It could be as simple as giving yourself a compliment, like think or actually say out loud to yourself, great job, or go me, after each act. And perhaps at the end of the week or month, whatever you set up for yourself, get yourself a delicious treat or get a manicure to celebrate. Baalei Musar teach that it can be extraordinarily helpful to reward the body for the internal work one is doing because body and soul need to work hand in hand. Is anyone ever a finished product when it comes to growing into an Eved Hashem? Not really. There's always more to grow. And therefore, every step of the way, every small movement forward is cause for sisu v'simchu, joy and celebration. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.